Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. Sorry, no hot chick to introduce part two here, but I promise I'll make it up to you next time. If you need part one, you can go to jimmydoan.com, iTunes, or your favorite podcast directory.
We're doing good.
Okay, we're back. Yep.
Okay, good. The second half.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
Jimmy Doan Show.
I'll tell you what. May 9th, 2008.
That's right. 2 days before.
Are we going to have that hot chick scene part two and all of that stuff? Or?
Which what? One?
I don't know. Whichever one you get. Whatever chick happens to be at your house that night, Eric.
I'll get somebody to say it.
Okay, now two things that I want to talk about that talk about the United States and where we're headed. One is, in Pennsylvania, a farmer was fined $4,000 for dealing in raw milk. And this is a big deal.
Raw milk.
I don't know if you know this, but it's illegal. I think his wife? No.
There's a big market for that.
Interesting you should mention that. That's not illegal, I don't think.
No. There's a big market for
Pennsylvania farmer was a Pennsylvania farmer
I'm serious.
Was,
I'm expensive.
In. Yeah. A Pennsylvania farmer was fined $4,000 for dealing in raw milk in violation of the state's bureaucracy that demands that he hold a permit to sell his natural products to friends and neighbors.
Okay.
The point is that raw milk in a lot of states is illegal because it's not pasteurized. Right. And so it might have pathogens or something like that. And it's illegal. So anyway, they had a SWAT team. They had 7 cars that showed up and that were blue
lights. Well, they could have killed somebody.
Could have killed somebody, right. And of course, what's interesting is as you well know, most of the milk that you buy today is hormone.
Yeah, you know who drinks milk, Jimmy?
Huh?
The children.
Babies.
That's right.
What?
Milk is for babies' bottles.
Right.
So, I mean, he probably saved a dozen kids or something.
Yeah. So anyway, this is, to me, I'm stunned that they would send this many people out and arrest the guy. And they hauled away $25,000. They hauled away all his equipment, his computers, and all the other crap.
Computers?
Oh, yeah. They hauled away everything that was used in. They confiscated everything that was used in, that could conceivably confused. Could be used to in the production of this raw milk, which of course what he was doing was milking the cow and taking just that milk and selling it to people. And it's one of the things the reason Jimmy is interested in this is it turns out that a big deal is cheese from raw milk.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to do that. And it turns out that in some places it's like so illegal you can't imagine. Because again the bacteria is different when you make that kind of cheese because it hasn't, you know, when you pasteurize, you kill off a lot of the bacteria that are supposed to be the ones that kill you.
Thank you, Louis Pasteur.
Right, exactly. Now, but when you make cheese out of it, of course, a lot of things change and there's a lot of people that like the cheese. It's kind of like fugu in a way.
Fugu? Is that a new clothing line?
No,
or
fugu
what?
is a blowfish.
I know, I'm kidding.
And you know, if prepared
Fubu,
correctly, you
on,
don't die. It's deadly poison. It's deadly poison. And there are like a dozen people a year in Japan that die from eating fugu because it hadn't been prepared correctly. And if it's not prepared.
Homer Simpson ate it.
Right.
Right.
And that's right, exactly.
And he lived. He lived.
Yeah, and he lived.
So it's okay.
So it's okay, but anyway,
he didn't want to live after.
But anyway, that's the deal is that they now have, I don't know if you know this, but they now have in Japan poison-free fugu. They have bred it. They found the gene that does the poison.
No way.
Yeah. No, seriously, they farm the blowfish, and the fugu now is no poison. You can have it, and they're trying.
No poison.
But it changes the fish. They are trying to.
That's a no fun.
No, the fugu association
like
of Japan is trying to outlaw. The poison-free. That's right. That's what it boils down to. So they're having a big battle on the safety. The two government bureaucracies and the associations are battling it out each other for the safety of the Japanese. Nobody wants to let the market figure it out. Nobody wants to let Darwin figure it out. Mm-hmm. They figure that they're all smarter than that. Same thing with
Darwin.
This.
No risk. No risk fish for you, my friend.
That's it. No, exactly. And what happened is apparently there's some people that are selling the no risk fish, but they're not no risk. They actually went out and caught the risky business and they're passing it off as riskless business.
Oh, yes. This is Diet Fugu.
Say, brother, I got a really good fish for you.
I got it. No, it's like, yeah, honey, I've had a vasectomy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure, honey. No problem here. I've had a vasectomy. Don't need one of those.
Right.
So anyway, so anyway, the deal is that I'm upset about this because they actually sent the SWAT team. I mean, they carted him off in handcuffs. They confiscated his, practically his whole farm.
Jimmy knows something about the SWAT team too.
And, well, the reason is because Jimmy wanted to learn how to make cheese for another ulterior motive reason, which we've talked about previously. And I wanted to, you know, really get into the cheese thing, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to do the raw milk thing. I did, by the way, when I checked with the people down in Costa Rica, because I was going to go down for another month as Espanol, and it turns out that now even the Costa Rican people have gotten into the bureaucracy down there said I can't go into the cheese place and work for them.
Really?
Yeah, it's because of safety concerns. And I'm sitting there thinking, cheese?
Yeah, no, it's
safety?
Guild City, man.
But you're going to make, like, Shamu whale cheese and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Don't give it, if you don't mind.
Okay, all right.
No, and I found out that that's a tough one to do, too.
Yeah.
Oh, not only because of Shamu, but I mean, even the regular friendly whales, you know, like the right whale or the beluga whale.
Right.
I mean, that's
the
beluga
sperm
cheese.
Sperm whale.
Right.
Sperm cheese.
Yeah.
Sperm whale.
That's right.
Jimmy, that's not milk.
That's a male, Jimmy. That's a male whale. You need to get the female whale. Looks the same, but.
Jimmy's got a new friend.
That's right. No, well, it turns out, I checked with my niece, and she says that it's like so illegal to go up to a whale and try and touch him.
Oh, yeah?
That's like, oh, totally. It's like they send a SWAT team out to kill you.
Much less.
But just harpoon it and just drag it back. And
don't laugh.
She's like a whale cop, too.
Yeah, no. She's a cop. I think
you can't fondle a whale?
She's whale 5-0, man.
You can't fondle Shamu?
No, you can't. Well, Shamu, I'm not sure you'd want to. It's the other ones. You know, Shamu will bite you back.
Oh, Shamu will bite you back?
Fondle, you know, that. I mean,
you need to get some sea cows is what you need.
Well, no, that or manitoads. manatees.
Right. Well, those are sea cows. The same thing.
Yeah, same thing, right? Well, dugongs, whatever they call them.
I think
they're kind of like extinct by now.
Yeah. And most.
I know. Though, I thought they haven't done anything.
They have them. South Asia.
Yeah, Southeast Asia.
Yeah, they got
everything there.
There's 10 or 12, man. They got everything. It's in the market.
Well, what I was thinking of. What I think
hanging
about.
Up, man.
I was thinking
what
about.
What you want? Special for you.
I was
my dugong. This is my best shit, Jimmy.
You notice I just came back from break,
you know?
You notice that Jimmy is shutting up.
Right.
The Jack Road Show.
That's it. I was low. I take Jack Rhodes for three. Okay. 200. Okay. So, no, I was wondering, though, on those Japanese whaling ships, if they catch the females, you know, if they'd, you know, bottle me up some milk and send it to me. You know,
price.
Yeah, I was just going to take the words out of my mouth.
How much you pay?
That would be a lot of yen. That's for sure.
Maybe so, but.
That's right.
Now it's the Jimmy Doan Show.
That's right. Now that it goes down to it. One of the last things I want to talk about was here locally in Land O'Lakes, Florida. A magic trick costs the teacher his job. One of the things.
Land O'Lakes, where that Orlando area?
Yeah, it's down there. It's not far from Orlando. It's just south of here, maybe 50 or 100 miles.
What age classroom? What teacher? What are we talking about?
Let's see. Substitute teacher in Newport Richey. Let's just see. I'm guessing it was
elementary school?
Elementary, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Middle school.
Right,
so that's
6th, 7th, 8th grade.
6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Right.
And he was doing a magic trick, a 30-second magic trick where he makes a toothpick disappear and then reappear. It's like, you know, when you do the
coin
palming
behind
of
your
the coin.
Ear
coin. Exactly, exactly.
Okay, right.
So they fired him on the spot. They fired him.
Wait. What'd I miss here? Magic trick.
They accused him of being a witch.
A witch.
Yep, a Wiccan. They went on the website and they found out that his
wait a second. The magic trick was
one of those things where it's a magic trick you've seen 100 times. Anybody can do it. What he was trying to do was a math class. He was trying to get the kids' attention.
Okay, watch this. Wasn't hide the salami with
no,
little salami.
No, it wasn't. That's the
that's
woman.
Not the trick.
The women do that. This is a guy.
Oh, okay. That's right. Only women
and not a priest
can do
either. So this is a regular guy. Anyway, but what I find fascinating is that here in Florida, we've got the FCAT and everything. And teachers, you can get a classroom where your kids all fail. They drop out. They're horrible, whatever it is. And obviously the teacher's not teaching them anything.
Well,
that takes three years to get rid of that teacher. Show them a toothpick and then not show them a toothpick. Boom, out the door. Boom, done. That teacher obviously.
I hope your dick's bigger than this, man.
They accused him of wizardry. Yeah. And anyway, the Tampa Bay, so anyway, the Channel 10 in Tampa Bay, talked to the assistant supervisor in the Pasco County School District, who said it wasn't just the wizardry. It was including not following the lesson plans and allowing students to play on unapproved computers. And so they fired him. Well, anyway, they used this to fire him. The point is that what I find fascinating about this is that here's a teacher who obviously was spending a little time trying to get the kids' attention. And Jimmy has actually taught one of these classes, an at-risk kind of class. So I know that you have to go outside the lesson plan in order to teach him this stuff. And in fact, there's been recently I saw.
So this was a substitute teacher.
Substitute teacher. Anyway, so the substitute teachers are the ones that are not union protected or anything, and they've let them go for cause or whatever they want to in time.
I'm still looking at the, is this the guy? You know, he looks like he's like, yeah, that's the ticket.
So anyway.
We'll put a link to it.
So anyway, he says,
link to Jack Roach's personal email.
Jack Roach.
And then anybody who wants
you can
the link
spam
to
him.
It.
You can but spam I, the my point is that here.
All right, I'll shut up.
Here in Florida, as I say, it is fascinating to see that the education system here is totally broken. I mean, it is absolutely broken. They should be trying anything and everything to try and get these kids because, literally, in many jurisdictions, quite literally, half of the students that start the ninth grade do not finish. They drop out ahead of time. By any stretch of the imagination, even in the good districts, upwards of 20% of the kids that are in the ninth grade don't make it through the 12th. Here locally, anywhere from 30 to 50%, depending on the demographics of the school, 30 to 50% drop out before and don't get a diploma. Well, of course, the nice thing is if you drop out of school when you're 16 years old and you don't get a diploma, it doesn't count as against you.
Only if you make it to 17.
You don't get a driver's license, though.
Really?
No.
I did not know that.
High school dropout?
Yeah, you don't get no driver's.
You're kidding me. You have to have a GED.
Well, until you're 18.
Yeah. Until you're 18. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 2 years of non-productivity.
Drive without a license.
Well, they're not
going to
be much.
Yeah, man, who's ever done that?
Shit. Licensing in all forms is just anathema to free society.
What? We'll put a link to that word. What a word was that?
Wait a minute. I'm going to shut up. No, wait a minute. I'm coming back here.
I'm back. Anathema. Come on.
It is a curse on free society.
Say what?
It is absolutely. You cannot have a free society with all these licensing structures, superstructures, overstructures, overlapping restrictions on
regulations, everything. Yeah. Well, of course, what's happened is that the bad thing that's happened is that they have allowed not the Congress anymore to pass the laws, but the regulator guys can do it. I mean, they can just walk in and say, "Oh, today's a new law." You know,
we'll put it on the schedule.
We'll put it on the schedule. Well, the Federal Register is like 30,000 pages a year. Now of new rules and regulations. 30,000 pages.
Oh, we can slip a couple in there.
Yeah, no, then they
do. We need the Jimmy Law.
Boy, I tell you. So anyway, that's
15 pages.
Point is that if the education system, one of the things they're always worried about is how we're falling behind the Koreans and the Sudanese and whoever it is, and it's this kind of stuff.
Are we falling behind the Sudanese?
Well, we are. We're like number 48 out of. We're for number 48 out of 40 or something. Anyway, the point is that they
Myanmar's ahead of us.
Yeah, no, way ahead. Those people. Yeah, no kidding. The dead people are ahead of us. But the point is, I was reading on this this is an article out of one. I forget what paper it's out of, but the might have been on the Channel 10 website or whatever. There were 540 comments to this teacher losing his job. I didn't read them all, but I read a couple of hundred of them. I mean, because most of them were pretty short.
A couple hundred.
Well, I mean, most of them were like, shut up or something like that. But nobody, not one, not a single one of the comments said that this was a good thing. They all took the school board to task and the school superintendent or whoever did the firing and said, you know, what the hell's happened in Pasco County? This is the reason that Florida is falling behind. It's, you know, that they do this kind of witch hunt, literally. And so they, as I said, they accused the guy of wizardry or something.
Is he at Hogwarts?
There was a lot of that in the comments. They were talking about the Hogwarts syndrome. So anyway, we're doomed.
Hermione's kind of hot.
Is now? Has she grown up?
Oh, yeah.
She's got some new, here she comes, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Pictorial.
Now, is there going to be another one?
Yeah, there's going to be like three more, I think.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And she, yeah.
J.K. Rowling, she's a billionaire.
You know, not only that, she was suing some people for intellectual, and they're going to pass a bunch of new laws in Congress, by the way. They're going to revisit a lot of that intellectual property.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you say that, but it's, you know, it's going to get worse. Anytime,
I'm totally kidding.
Anytime Congress gets involved.
We don't need a new law for anything.
Oh, that was the thing. Let me back up for a minute. The other thing that that Lloyd was talking about was the big deal was NAFTA, CAFTA, and all the free trade agreements.
Oh, okay.
And that's what they really are totally upset about, of how it's ruining the country. Well, the only reason it's ruining the country is because they're 3,000 pages long. We've talked about this before. A trade agreement can be done in three paragraphs. Any longer than that, you know, we let them in, that's it, end of story, get out of the way kind of thing. But 3,000 pages, you know there's some mischief in there. And that's where the problem is. It's unfortunate they call it a free trade agreement, because you know that 2,999 pages of it are not free.
Right.
And that's why they might want to address the problem. But I'm not sure that NAFTA in toto has been.
I think you can do it one sense. It is free to trade with Mexico.
Right. Well, it's like it's free to trade with Georgia.
Right.
You know, what's the big deal? Right. I mean, they speak a different language up there. So, you know, who cares?
Unless you have that Wickard versus whatever problem, you know.
Yeah, well, that's another one. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, you see, Hulk Hogan's son is getting 8 months in jail.
For what?
For racing and DUI.
Right. Well, no, what happened was, this is exactly what you were talking about earlier. He hit somebody, or he hit an
undercover
car. He crashed his car, and his best friend in his car was critically injured. And so they prosecuted him for it.
Negligent hurting?
Right. And of course, I mean, you know, if they gave him the choice of doing 8 months in jail or having his friend back, you know, he'd take the 8 months for sure.
So his friend's dead?
No, his friend's not dead, but critically injured.
Pretty bad.
So what, I mean, what, did he hit like a tree or something or what?
Nothing. I don't know.
I mean, he didn't kill anybody. Nobody got killed,
maybe
right?
Maybe he did. No. Maybe he did. Maybe he was critically injured. That means he's dead, right?
No, it doesn't. Fatally injured.
Yeah.
Critically means he's still alive.
I thought they were talking about at the time.
Well, maybe somebody made a big critique about his injury.
So he was drinking and driving.
Did they do a blood test or what?
I don't know if they did one.
Anyway, he's going for 8 months.
Right.
And where is this? California?
Florida.
Florida and no kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Keeping it local.
That's right. Well, I did in not keeping it local. There's two things that I've noticed. One is the feds have scrapped the $20 million virtual fence. You saw that where that didn't work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They threw that out. Now, interestingly enough...
What are they going to do, Jesus?
These are $40 million fence.
Yeah, right. No, don't laugh. Now, the other thing that's interesting is, and there's another article here, is that they are now busting, the border agents...
It's out in Arizona.
...are now busting illegal immigrants for leaving the country. No, I'm serious. They're a big deal. This is, let me see here if I can, I got it pulled up here. I read it. This is, San Diego, U.S. border authorities
who's
no longer,
to leave?
In San Diego, U.S. border authorities no longer apprehend illegal immigrants only as they enter the country. Now they are catching them on the way out. As random lines near the Tijuana-San Diego border, U.S. Customs and Border Protection have been setting up checkpoints, boarding buses destined for Mexico, and pulling off people who don't have proper documentation.
Right. Well, that's because there's a big crowd that comes back and forth every day.
I understand that. No, I understand that. But here's the deal. You remember before when I was talking to you, that Glenn Beck or whatever was one of these guys wanted to put
up the wall.
He wanted to put up the King Kong wall.
And
to keep people out. And I said, how long will it be before the guns do a 180 and keep us in? And here's the start of it. I'm telling you right now, there's the start of it.
But, Jimmy, they're just keeping the Mexicans in.
Yeah, yeah, right, okay. What I'm saying is they've already turned the guns around.
They're just keeping the Mexicans in.
Right.
Okay, right.
Well, here's the thing, though.
And
Jimmy,
I can just see it right now.
If you think about this, if they're checking cars and things going out, okay?
Right.
And then they decide to do a, quote, thorough job.
Right.
That means they're going to be stopping everybody.
Right.
And so even you, Whitey... is going to be stopped because, you know, you may have some makeup on or whatever, you know.
Powder makeup.
Yeah, we might have to do it.
Right under your nose.
That's right. Stay there.
We might have to do a probe of your trunk or something.
A probe is right. You're going to probe of your rear end. So, yeah, no, I mean, it is, as I say, this is I called this. Okay, I called this like a month ago. I said, "How long will it be before they turn the guns?"
I thought you were losing your mind when you said that.
Yeah, but okay. and so the next thing, one of the things that Jimmy likes to do, because he spent a little time down in Central America trying to learn Spanish, because I wanted to learn the local lingo here. And so I, a lot of times when I meet somebody, today, for instance, I was in Publix and the guy was there behind the cheese counter from Colombia. You know, lo siento, pero mi español no es tan bueno, you know, kind of thing. And we were chit-chatting around. So I'm worried now that if I go across the border and I look at the guy and say, you know, ¿cómo está? That they're going to think I'm Mexican. You think they think Jimmy was Mexican?
Well, you look kind of Mexican. I mean, what are you, about 5'2"?
And
you got dark hair.
No, I'm 5. Yeah. I'm 5'14".
5'14".
And I'm 5'14 and a half.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good tan, you know,
I think
for a white guy.
I think you're safe.
Blue eyes.
You look more like a Hezbollah guy than...
Thanks a lot for that. I don't think Jimmy needs that. But my point is, here's the deal.
Bob,
they are stopping people from leaving the country. And, of course, as you say, just a thorough search. And, you know, it's illegal to carry more than $10,000.
Well, and we did put that link to that guy who got stopped at the border search. They call it border search, but it's really 90 miles from the border.
Right.
And he just badgered the cop by asking.
Right.
Am I free to go?
Am I free to go? Right. That was a guy inside this country, 90 miles.
Right.
And the border, and he was saying, why aren't you on the border? Hello. No, I mean, that's where it's headed. Don't laugh. So people, save your canned food and your gold, and because we're going to have to get out of the country sometime.
All right. Hey, a little sports. You hear that Danica Patrick accidentally struck a guy in pit row.
Whoa.
No, did she really?
Yeah. Dude.
She's a fox.
Ran his ass.
You mean struck him with a car?
Struck him with a car.
Oh, I'd like to be spanked by her.
No, but he was using his car.
Yeah,
no, no, the car.
He had a concussion, and so it wasn't bad.
What's going to happen, Curtis? Is she going to get? What's the deal, man?
No,
they said they weren't.
That's
going.
Not on the public highways, so it's out of the jurisdiction.
Private thing.
Yeah, they. Right. You know, they could sue. Somebody could sue her, but that's about it.
Yeah, they're going to sue her. They just ask for a date.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a couple things, actually, real quick. First of all, I did want to mention EJ's big night the other night.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Kirshawn Chocolates.
Oh, my God.
Up in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I'll definitely post a link to that. Thank you so much, Jack Rhodes.
He painted.
Yeah, three of the wizard's wives. Actually, two and then one of their team manager.
He painted girls in chocolate.
Chocolate. In front of, like... You know, 40
Is this
other...
on the website? Or
yeah,
what?
Oh, no, yeah, I have this.
Not on his website.
It was like a headline in the Washington Post.
It was
a big deal. It was a charity
and
event.
And I love the headline. Pardon them while they slip into something more edible.
Man, I tell you, who... I would
That's
not know
incredible.
Who, I would know who got to eat the chocolate.
Oh, well, I'm sure it was probably the husbands.
Yeah. So it wasn't EJ, you mean?
Well, no, EJ, he was the chef who actually...
Did he get to paint every part of them?
Yes.
Yes.
They had
yes.
little body suits.
He got them little body suits and they put it on. But he like took scissors out, of course, and cut them to spec.
Cut the holes in all the right places.
Yeah, exactly. And then he slathered them with chocolate with a paintbrush on this, you know, in the floor of some kind of big hotel. It's
an orgy.
Yeah, it was insane.
but it was for charity, so you got away with it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He totally got away. And the picture is great. It's like these three hot women dressed up like chocolate pixies, and EJ's head's cocked back like, ah! You know, like, I just got away with this. but it was an excellent thing. I mean, he got a huge standing ovation, and there were 700, you know, people there. You know,
this could be the breakthrough here.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Well, you know
he is.
Something. You know, exactly.
Oh, okay, WashingtonPost.com.
Yeah, no, Jimmy visited
Chef
when he was
Eric
up there.
Johnson.
Jimmy visited him when he was up there at his place of employ.
Mandarin Oriental Hotel was where it was. Yeah, I'll post a link to that for sure on the website.
It's a
great
WashingtonPost.com.
It was a Mandarin Oriental. That must be right. That's right. He, you know, he works in Chinatown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and then he was up. How's that? Let's see. And then the other thing that I want to mention was... I went to go see Rush. That was a killer show, man.
Oh,
you guys
man.
Missed it. Oh, dude, Geddy Lee. Dude, he was roasting chickens on stage.
I got that
dude,
email.
The hen house. I was dying. I was like, oh, my God.
He had a whole rotisserie set up.
Rotisserie set up, man, dude.
I mean,
Those guys can play some instruments, huh?
Oh, my God, dude. I mean, I was literally like in
hey,
tears.
Speaking of rotisserie, outlawing the pig.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That's in Great Britain, I think, that they're going to do
that. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
What do you mean outlawing the
party? They are now. It's in England right
now. It's not politically correct anymore.
It's not politically correct. Where is it? I just saw this here a second ago. Hold on a second. Let me find it for you.
What are you talking about?
There was an article, and it is amazing to see. Let me just find it here. Here it is. Hold on. Don't run off yet. I'm going to give you the
P word.
Dude, it was good. My buddy Chris went to a Rush concert. He goes, yeah, can I help you? Yes, I'd like to hear Vital Signs, The Camera Eye, and Limelight. Oh, and could I get one lemon pepper chicken and a barbecue rotisserie chicken with that? Does that come with any sides? Oh, yeah, I'd need about 6 beers. Thanks, Getty. You got to go to see the pictures. I'll post those on there, too. That's freaking great.
All right, so talking about outlawing the pig.
This is from Front Page Magazine on the 2nd of this month.
Accommodate Muslims.
Practice of political correctness may be soon tallying another casualty, the pig. Increasingly, right. As America and the rest of the Western world continue accommodating Muslim religious demands, pork food products are being singled out for removal from dining tables and pig-related trinkets banished from the desks of office workers. And that's basically what happens is if you've got...
No barbecue. Bacon and eggs.
No hot dogs.
No hot dog. No ribs. Ribs. Good old
no ribs are out.
Beef ribs.
It says here in the United States...
Man, a Muslim would starve in Lake County.
Several school districts remove pork products from the cafeteria. Dearborn, Michigan schools ban pork completely to avoid the possibility that Muslim students might unknowingly eat it.
Well, and we've talked about, I remember someone, we've had some.
Assault with a sandwich.
Yeah. Talk about that. Okay. Well, so anyway, outlawing the pig anyway. Anything else? Are we wrapping this?
The only other thing is FBI, this is several weeks ago. The FBI wants to widespread monitoring of illegal internet activity. They want to expand, not contract, mind you, but expand, you know, all the emails and the cell phone listing and everything to protect us.
Well, I think is doing the biggest push to do that.
Really? In Ireland?
Yeah, Ireland is.
Ireland had actually gotten free for a while.
Yeah, well, that was the one. There was the one.
Not
really
anymore.
No, they're doing the big thing. Oh, and again, the other one that I just saw the other day, it was great. This guy, man, the moon's one of the speed cameras in his BMW as passenger.
Oh yeah, we're talking
BMW.
About the
speed.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. That's against the law.
Well,
they're going to get him because he didn't have a seatbelt
on.
Here's the camera. He drives up to the red light camera. He obviously, you know, slowed down or whatever, turned around and put his, you know, did a press ham on the windshield of his Beamer. So the point is that the red light camera catches this butt, as a driver. And, yeah. I mean, you know, whatever it is. And of course, they said if they could figure out who it is. Big hefty fine because no seatbelt.
Right.
Not because he mooned everybody, right. But because he didn't have his seatbelt on. Oh my God, I'm laughing.
Does it stop?
Of course, I would say to the judge then, how do you know I didn't have my seatbelt on?
That's right.
Just because you didn't see it.
Right. Right.
I had it on.
I might have had it on.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get him for something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. Thank you all.
Hey,
maybe we can get back.
It's global warming. Remember that. Remember, right?
Yeah.
Global warming, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they did. They have come out and said, the global warming people now have admitted that there's global cooling. They said, okay. Look, it's going to start in about, it's not today. I'm sorry. It's going to be in a dozen. We cannot let loose because 12 years from today, it's going to start global warming again.
So we're going to have an ice age for a little while, and then it's going to global warming.
And that's all because of global warming.
Ah. Well, that makes sense to me.
5 million degrees
Where can I donate? Where can I donate? Yeah, that's great, man.
Okay. Right here.
That's right.
So hello to
Jimmy Doan.
I'm collecting for global warming.
Okay. Yeah, right here, baby.
We still may turn off the phone. I'm sorry, Bart.
Donation button.
You're the only one that called. God
love you. Hey, can we play Bart's? Let's play Bart's little
What do you mean, let's...
Well,
could you let the mixed guy do it?
Hey, shout out to Dr. Wynn.
Who?
Dr. Wynn.
Dr. Wynn.
Local attorney. You know who you are, Claremont, Florida.
How about Sim Bobble? Big shout out to Sim Bobble.
You know who you are.
Sim Bobble and the Blue Man Group.
Woo! The Jimmy Doan Show coming to you live from Frozen Studios here in Los Angeles, California. Sometimes Ecuador.
In Myanmar.
Or Medellin, Colombia.
Medellin.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
just on the edge of the dark side of
Thorn Netherlands. Right. Klotsack.
Thorn.
All right, guys. Rock and roll, man. Hanger dogs. You kick ass. Can't wait for your next show.